Hey guys, welcome to Somebody Needs to Hear This podcast. I'm your host, Elise. Happy Healing Mondays, guys. So listen. We oftentimes ask for things to go a certain way and for people to be a certain way, right? Just for our liking and just for our comfortability, but we don't recognize the sacrifices and the challenges, you know, and the steps that it takes for others to come into our space and to love us and to provide those things, right? So because we don't understand, and we may never understand, even if they were to explain it to us, what they go through, what they're choosing to deny or sacrifice for us. And no, we don't, even if we didn't ask them for it, because most people say, oh, well, I didn't ask them to do that. The fact is, they are doing it, not just for them, but for you and for the betterment of your guys' relationship, whatever it is, you know. So it's just funny, you know, how we have all these demands and these requests and these super high standards. And it's like, okay, like, you got to walk it like you talk it, you know? And if you're not walking it like you talk it, and if some of you guys don't know what that means, it means if you're going to ask for something, you need to be able to show up and be ready to receive it, okay? Because, oh, I want this person to have this. I want them to be this height. I want them to be this, this, and that. Yeah, I want them to be this height, this size. I want them to have long hair, or I want to make this and do this and do that. But it's like the job that you're asking for, you know, I want to make this amount of money and all these things, like how we're just demanding these things. Like, okay, what are we doing to prepare? What are we doing to receive those things? Because most times those things come into our lives. And a lot of times, because we aren't ready to receive them, we don't even... we don't even recognize that it is even there to begin with, because we're so focused on what we want, how we want it, when we want it. And we don't even understand that for a lot of that, we don't even have control over. We don't have control over when. We also don't have control in the way the things we're asking for shows up. You know, like if somebody asks you, if you are in need of $1 million, right? And you want it specifically from your best friend, or you're some, just you want it, you want to receive it from a specific person or a specific place. So someone shows up and they offer you $1 million, and you're like, nah, I don't know if this is the $1 million that's for me. I don't know if this is the one that I actually asked for. It didn't come from who I wanted it to come from. It didn't come in the way that I thought it would. So I'm gonna question it and keep questioning it and keep questioning it until, oh my God, where's the $1 million? It's gone. Because when the inability to believe in the things that you're asking for, and that means deny the desire to, or the control that you want to have to say how it's going to come and when it's going to come. Like, you don't get to decide how your blessings are going to show up. You just need to be grateful that you received the blessing, and you need to be believing that you will receive them. You know, oh, I want a man only if he's 6 foot. Okay, so, and all these things, like, oh, if he has long hair, if he's 6 feet, if he dresses like this, oh, I don't like his shoes. Oh, okay, so, you put all those expectations on a person, and there could be someone that was meant to be in your life, meant to change your life, meant to live and have life experiences with you for the rest of your life. But because he wore a shirt that you didn't feel that he should have worn, or it's not your style and you guys are complete opposites, that you just couldn't see him as your husband. So then you go and choose the guy that has one of the things that you like, two of the things you like, three, four, five, six, a million of the things you like, maybe even all. But how do you feel? Look around you. What has gone on? Are you with them now? You know, so we and even to the men, like the men, oh, I just want BBLs. I just want girls with long hair, girls that are mixed, girls that are light-skinned, girls that are dark-skinned, girls that are skinny, you know, all these different things that we have. But we could be walking and standing in the midst of the person that was chosen for us. But because we want to be so much in control that we have to decide how our blessings are going to come, that we block our own blessings and then get mad at God, get mad at other people, get mad at our job and our circumstances because it just can't be our fault because we asked for it, but we didn't receive it in the way that we thought we would. We got to get it together, y'all. We got to get it together. We got to get it together. My thing is, like, you know, I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to land it with this. If you truly want something, and you truly believe that you are going to receive it, does it really matter how it shows up for you? The message should just be received that you got what you wanted, you got what you needed, you got what you felt you deserved. That's it. You can figure out everything else, but receive it. A lot of times we're like, oh, like I saw a video of this girl. Her boyfriend went all out for her birthday, and she complained about how much he spent for the gifts and all these different things and that she didn't want it, and just complaining. And, you know, it's just first to receive. Like, when somebody tells you that you hurt their feelings, you might not believe you did. You might not feel that you did. You might not understand how they feel that you've hurt their feelings, right? But the fact is, this person is saying, my feelings are hurt by the actions that you've taken or the words that you've spoken. Just acknowledge that, receive it, and then deal with it, right? Because it doesn't do you a service at all, and it does a disservice to others by you just pulling a rug over something that it really is the message that needed to be received. And you can't really blame anybody but yourself for being miserable, for being, you know, sad and unhappy. We are in charge of the choices that we make, and we are in charge of the thoughts that we entertain. No, we can't control our thoughts, but we don't have to entertain the negative ones. We could try to start thinking of positive ones to try to, you know, combat the negative ones, right? So there's no excuse, guys. If you really want something and you're asking for it, stop worrying about how it's going to come. Stop saying, oh, I make more money than him, so he can't be my husband and this and that. Like, okay, keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. I'm not saying settle. Like, we all know what, you know, a red flag is. We all know what someone that is just not good for us is. But to pick and choose small little things, trying to dissect a person without even, you know, receiving them, it's not fair to you, it's not fair to them, and it's not the way that we should be, you know, showing up in life. If we're asking for things, we just have to believe it's going to come, no matter how, no matter from who. Just receive what you want. Don't you want it? So you rather get all the things that you're saying that you, how you want it to come. You rather receive all those things, but you don't feel good. You don't feel good. It's not the person, but you, just because the image of the person looks like what you wanted, how are you feeling though? Because you can go ahead and be with the opposite person and feel all of that and more. So we gotta be careful, guys. So I challenge you this week that ask for something, because you will receive it. But just remember, before you go saying, oh, it's never going to come, I'm never going to get married, I'm never going to get the career that I want, I'm never going to live the life that I want, keep saying it. You know, there's power in the tongue, but also while you're saying that, think about how many times someone showed up and that had just a piece of what you were asking for, and how much you said, oh no, they don't have this, this, and this, or this wasn't the one that I wanted, so I'm just going to throw them back in. So this week, when you ask for something, just be ready to receive it. Just be ready to receive it. Be open-minded and open-hearted this week. We don't have room right now to be blocking no blessings. We are on the way to the come up in every way. We should be living full and wholeheartedly, you know, and abundantly, right? So let's get it together, y'all.